Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Initial stages of data collection for the 2017 Census of Agriculture are underway. Dave Knopp heads up the National Ag Statistics Service's regional office covering Kentucky, and one point he wanted to make is that individual information is never released.
That's right. So the data that are published, which will be February 2019, will have information aggregated for the county. So the individual operations don't have to be concerned that somehow the data will reveal something proprietary about their farming operation.
For census survey recipients, he says you may notice a couple of new sections in the form.
One of them has to do with military veteran status, those that either are veterans currently farming or even active duty people who are involved in farming. And then we're also expanding the questions about food marketing practices that we can include value of edible ag products sold directly to consumers and to retail markets.
Knopf says no matter how small or even unsuccessful a venture may be, they're asking all farms to respond. And he detailed for census purposes what constitutes a farm.
Any place with $1,000 or more of agricultural products which were produced and sold in 2017 would be considered a farm.
He says if you get the form in the mail, you're a farmer. We'll be right back.
If you need a job or want a better job, the Kentucky Community and Technical College System has great news. Right now, there are over 80,000 good Kentucky jobs just waiting to be filled. And with the new Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at any of the 16 KCTCS colleges. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
The deadline to complete the Ag Census is February 5th, but Dave Knopf says the forms should start arriving next week, and he hopes folks will tackle that chore sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and we hope some do. Like I said, I mean, there may be people who are still, you know, some part of their farming operation isn't complete for 2017 yet, so they'll have to wait. But for those that don't have to, we're hoping that many will respond. We're trying to get 40% to respond electronically, which is an ambitious goal because I believe in the previous census we may have only had between 10 and 15% respond electronically, but we have improved the form dramatically that they use to respond online, so we hope that will encourage folks to give it a shot. We're just hopeful that, you know, in 5 years more people tend to do things electronically, so maybe they'd be more inclined to do this also electronically.
Respondents can complete the form electronically at agcensus.usda.gov. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.